surgeries have been already been carried out at neurosurgery and then plastic surgery. Basically what we did was we did a skin graft of the penis that has been amputated by a man who the family members believe was using it for ritual purposes. Currently, the patient is being managed on the plastic ward of Tamale Teaching Hospital. As I said earlier, skin grafting has been done and we are managing the case. Other things can be done for this child. What we are managing now is giving antibiotics for the wound to be healed and then also the grafting to take place. And then we can put this child on testosterone for life, I mean for our medical management. Well, with the testes, I think there can be construction surgery for this child, but I think that one, the senior doctors will have to come in as to what plan they can do for this child. But in the near future, I think it's not over for this child, but then we believe that something can be done for him in terms of medical field. So with the rest of the surgery, as in getting the testes, we can't get him a natural testes, but it can something that can be done for him, maybe an artificial one that can be replaced for this child. No, the artificial one cannot be used in reproduction, but for cosmetic purposes and then for life to go on nicely for this child. I think the parents of this child actually need counseling. I think we should also involve a psychologist or a clinical psychologist or a psychiatrist to basically talk to the parents as well as the child. My advice to parents is we should be able to take care of our kids very well when they close from school. I think we should have a single person who will go in for them in and out of school. And then also, we should know the whereabouts of our kids, at least when they return from school.